item is subdivision 2005-81, Bethany Ridge LLC as a preliminary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I make a motion for subdivision 2005-81, I would like to just put on the record briefly some non-binding suggestions for that applicant. And that them being, as stated by the applicant in their response to the plus comments of June 14, 2005, a willingness to provide an opportunity for the State Historic Preservation Office to document existing structures associated with a farmstead on this property prior to demolition is encouraged. The timely manner for the State Historic Preservation Office to complete their work should be left to the discretion of the developer. The non-regulated, isolated, one-acre forested wetland is encouraged to be retained within the open space as stated by the applicant in their plus comments response. The, quote, right tree for the right place, unquote, concept in design considerations is encouraged as stated in the affirmative response to the plus comments by the applicant. And as I mentioned, this is non-binding. And with that said, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2005-81, Bethany Ridge LLC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. Them being, one, the project will be compatible with other area land uses, including existing residential developments located in the area. Additionally, surface stormwater will be contained and treated on site through the project's stormwater management plan, resulting in improvement to the quality of stormwater. Two, the subdivision is located in the environmentally sensitive development area under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which is a designated growth area. The subdivision complies with the use and density envisioned by that plan. Three, the subdivision is in compliance with the environmental sensitive overlay ordinance and favorably addresses the requirements of the ordinance by submittal of an environmental and public facilities report. The subdivision also utilizes cluster lot sizes and maintains over 30% of the site as open space. Four, the subdivision will be served by a central water system operated by Tidewater Utilities and central sewer as part of the Sussex County Sanitary Sewer System. The property is located in an existing Sussex County sewer district where development is anticipated and directed. Five, the density is in compliance with density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning and the environmental overlay ordinance and is less than the density assumption used for Sussex County Engineering Department planning purposes. Six, the project is consistent with neighboring and adjacent properties and will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The project is in the vicinity of other existing developments with similar characteristics and density. Seven, the property is located in the Level 3 area under the State Strategies Map, and the Office of State Planning Coordination stated that it supported development that was sensitive to the natural environment. Eight, the subdivision has been designed in an environmentally sensitive manner, providing appropriate setbacks, buffers, open space, and woodland preservation, and provides significant active and passive recreational uses on site. The subdivision, subject to conditions imposed, will not adversely affect uses, value, or the natural environment of the area. Those conditions I suggest to be imposed are, one, the maximum number of single-family lots shall not exceed 227, as shown on the applicant's site plan. Two, site plan review shall be required for each phase of development. Three, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include sidewalks and street lighting as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscaping design on the project. for all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. 5, recreational facilities and trails shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. 6, the subdivision shall be served by an existing or an extended Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District in accordance with applicable regulations. 7, the subdivision shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water as well as fire protection as required by applicable regulations. 8, the stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the system shall be designed and operated using the best management practices. 9, the applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. And last, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-81 Bethany Ridge LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.